Here we go. When it's peach picking time in Georgia, apple picking time in Tennessee, cotton picking time in Mississippi, everybody picks on me. When it's roundup time in Texas, the cowboys make whoopee. Away down in North Carolina, it's gal picking time to me. They got the bluegrass in old Kentucky, Virginia's where they do the swing. Caroline, I'm coming down to you to spend the spring. Arkansas, I hear you calling, and we hope to see you soon. Up there we done a little picking underneath that Ozark moon. Hard times overtake me, I won't let the blues get me, 'cause I got a sweetie pie away down south, and I know she waits for me. Soon I'll be going down to see her, and I know it won't be long till we're gonna build us a cabin, and we'll call it our mountain. When the people start to picking their cotton, then I'll pick a wedding ring, and we'll go to town just to pick a little gown for the wedding in the spring. Yeah, I hope the preacher knows his business, 'cause he can't fool me. When it's peach picking time in Georgia, Lord, it's gal picking time to me. Thank you. We'd like to invite Brother John McEwen to bring that banjo and come out here and pick a little dab with us. We'd like to do one here called the Wabash Cannonball. I used to think Roy Acuff wrote this song, Youngins, because I learned it from Roy's record. But I found out a little later that Brother A.P. Carter put this together. Got a fix of wire there, and sprung another. Yeah, that sounds pretty good now. I ain't told any little fun tale, I gotta tell you, it's just one. Y'all know the difference between the Northern and the Southern Baptist folk? I know you do, Michael, but I wonder how many people here do. Well, there's one distinct difference. The good, all right, I'll testify, sir. I shall. I'll expound greatly. All right. The Northern Baptists say there isn't any hell. The Southern Baptists say the hell they ain't. These two old boys went out one Saturday night and got knee walking intoxified. I mean, they got inebriated. I mean, they got drunk. Next morning, they decided they'd better go get the preacher to pray for them. And mistaking a fine-looking door for the church, they went in, and it was the door, a receiving door at a big hospital. They got on the inside, and there was a lab technician with a pretty white uniform on, and he had a great big beaker, big as that guitar, spent urine, where he'd been doing tests in the lab, you know. And one of the boys walked up to him and says, "Buddy, we done pretty bad last night and still ain't got over much. You want to pray for us? Maybe the Lord will forgive us. No telling what all we done." And he said, "Boys, now wait a minute. I'm not a preacher." And the other one come in crying. He said, "Now, don't treat us like a dog. He says, we want you to pray for us. Maybe baptize us even." He thought to himself, "Well, you know, there's I'll never get rid of these fellas if I don't do something here." He says, "Well, all right, boys, we'll do the best we can." He wet them down good with that. Said, "May the good Lord bless you and forgive you your sins." And they went walking off down the street. And one of them looked around the other and said, "Hey, Mike, do you know what denomination that was?" And the old Mike reached up and scratched the top of his head. "God, I don't know. They must have been Episcopalians." Michael will kill you.